Good morning, Saints. It is Tuesday, October the 8th, in the year of our Lord, 2024. I'm John David Walt. And this is your wake-up call. Let's jump into consecration this morning on this fine Taco Tuesday morning. Are you ready? Wake up, sleeper. Rise from the dead. And Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And the church said, Amen. Today's entry is entitled, I Will Sing to the Lord. The way is made by worship. Our text is Exodus chapter 15, 1 through 18. Now, this is a lengthy text. This is the song of Miriam. It's being sung on the shores of the sea, the Red Sea, after they'd crossed, after Egypt had fallen, after the glory of God's deliverance and the glory of God's wrath had come down. So this is lengthy. It's 18 verses, but we're going all the way through it. Are you ready? Hear now the word of the Lord. Then Moses and the Israelites sang this song to the Lord. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. Both horse and driver he has hurled into the sea. The Lord is my strength and my defense. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him. My Father's God. And I will exalt him. The Lord is a warrior. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has hurled into the sea. The best of Pharaoh's officers are drowned in the Red Sea. The deep waters have covered them. They sank to the depths like a stone. Your right hand, Lord, was majestic in power. Your right hand, Lord, shattered the enemy. In the greatness of your majesty, you threw down those who opposed you. You unleashed your burning anger. It consumed them like stubble. By the blast of your nostrils, the waters piled up. The surging waters stood up like a wall. The deep waters congealed in the heart of the sea. The enemy boasted, I will pursue, I will overtake them, I will divide the spoils, I will gorge myself on them, I will draw my sword, and my hand will destroy them. But you blew with your breath, and the sea covered them. They sank like lead in the mighty waters. Who among the gods is like you, Lord? Who is like you, majestic in holiness, awesome in glory, working wonders? You stretch out your right hand, and the earth swallows your enemies. In your unfailing love, you will lead the people you have redeemed. In your strength, you will guide them to your holy dwelling. The nations will hear and tremble. Anguish will grip the peoples of Philistia. The chiefs of Edom will be terrified. The leaders of Moab will be seized with trembling. The people of Canaan will melt away. Terror and dread will fall on them. By the power of your arm, they will be as still as a stone until your people pass by, Lord. Until the people you bought pass by. You will bring them in and plant them on the mountain of your inheritance, the place, Lord, you made for your dwelling, the sanctuary, Lord, your hands established. The Lord reigns forever and ever. the word of the Lord. Now consider this. There's a short Latin phrase which has captured my attention from the moment I read it. It is attributed to St. Augustine, or St. Augustine, depending on how you see it and say it. Solvitur ambulando. It means it is solved by walking. Even better, I like the translation of the Latin into English. The way is made by walking. This truth is on full display thus far as the Israelites walked out of Egypt and through the Red Sea, and now walk the way through the wilderness. The way is being made by walking. Today, they take it a step further. See what I just did there? I want to amend or at least add to the phrase and say it like this. The way is made by worship. No less than six times, just chapters earlier, 7:16, 8:1, 8:20, 9:1, 9:13, and 10:3, we get some form of this decree from God to Pharaoh through Moses. Then say to him, the Lord, the God of the Hebrews, has sent me to say to you, let my people go so that they may worship me in the wilderness. That's Exodus 7:16. Here's what strikes me about this word. God wants our worship in the wilderness. He wants our worship in the midst of the difficulty of deliverance. Notice how the song in today's text begins with the nature of God and how it moves to the story of deliverance. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. That's the nature of God. Both the horse and the driver he has hurled into the sea. That's the story of deliverance. I sat across the table from a young man last week. He's part of a powerful recovery ministry I've gotten involved with near where I live in southeast Arkansas. It's called Arm 180. There's a link in today's email to it. There was hardly a space on this man's arms not covered in tattoos. He was telling me the story of how Jesus delivered him from enslavement to the idolatry of drug addiction. Now he lived in the glorious freedom of the goodness of God. He had become a worshiper in the wilderness. He knew in his bones he had been set free from slavery so he might worship God in the wilderness en route to the promised land. I noticed what looked to be the centerpiece of the tattoo on one of his arms. It said these words, though he slay me, yet will I praise him. It's inspired by Job 13:15. Those are the words of a man who knows the cruelty of slavery in Egypt, who knows the difficult deliverance from Pharaoh, who knows the impossible crossing of the Red Sea, and who knows the challenge of walking the way of God in the wilderness. The way is made by worship. It reminded me of an insight Jesus gave me a few days earlier. The opposite of addiction is abiding. The way is made by worship. Let's pray now for deliverance. Lord Jesus, you are my deliverer. I'm learning in this wilderness that I am a worshiper. I'm not a worshiper because I worship. but I worship because I am a worshiper. I confess my soul is looking for someone or something to worship, whether I realize it or not. Whatever it is that I perceive is going to bring me the security I crave, that's what I worship. Deliver me from the worship of idols, which is whatever I think will make my life work, and to which I become dependent on, and even addicted to. Deliver me into the worship of the one true and living God, and teach me this way of worship in the wilderness, like I have not yet known. Yes, Lord. The way is made by worship. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Amen. How about today we sing the other version of that for those out there who know it by heart? That's their heart song. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. 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 Let's go to the journal prompts today. I hope you're journaling. How are you? Or I should say, how are you discovering a way of worship in the wilderness? How are you pressing through acts and even songs of worship and into a heart of worship? I will sing to the Lord, for He is highly exalted. How are you celebrating the story of your deliverance in your worship of God? The horse and the rider He has thrown into the sea. We're going to sing a great song of worship and deliverance at the same time. It's number 102 in our hymnal. The song is, you'll know it, My Hope is Built, also known as On Christ the Solid Rock I Stand. We'll sing it in just a minute. But I just want to say a couple more things here. Just, I feel like I know a lot about worship. Or let's put it like this. I know a lot more about worship than I actually know worship. I think I know a lot of acts and moves and songs of worship. And I've done them many times, but the Lord is taking me into a new place of actually just leaning, not just in, but leaning through. This is what I'm kind of, He's just starting to show me that even as I'm talking it out here, that worship is leaning through the thin veil that separates heaven and earth. It's leaning through the veil and into the place, the heavens, where His glory dwells unabated, and allowing my heart to sing, not just my mouth, not just my feelings and my emotions, but allowing my whole soul, my whole being to come alive. I don't know if I'm getting it across here, but I feel like I've worshiped in a way that is pretty, I don't know, benign, maybe the word, tame. And I'm not looking to call for some sort of raucous expression. That's not it either. This is not an outward, really. It is outward, but it's not primarily defined by outward expression. It's, I think, defined by inward abandon. That's it. Not defined by outward expression, which, you know, that can be a variety of pieties. And I don't mean piety as in, you know, pious, but like expressions, styles, approaches. That can sometimes be a distraction. No, inward, deep inward abandonment into the heart of God. Just a, like, all I've got, I'm throwing in. I'm not just leaning in. I'm leaning through and I'm laying down. I'm just allowing my whole being to go to God, to go to the Lord. I don't think I've done that too much. I've done it before, but he's bringing me into this place in this particular leg of the journey, the wilderness journey, where, I don't know, it's kind of flavored by a desperation. Not like the desperation that I don't know God, but the desperation that comes from knowing him. And realizing there's more of him, and there's yet more of me to give to more of him. So you pray for me in this place, and I'll pray for you in this place. This is the kind of thing we write in our journals. What God's doing in us, how he is delivering us. See that there's a sense in which, yeah, we got to be delivered from the horse and the rider. But we will only be delivered from the horse and the rider to the extent that we're delivered into, I will sing to the Lord for he is highly exalted. It's deliverance into, even before it's deliverance from. And I think that's probably my biggest problem, is I keep waiting around for him to deliver me from something in order that I might abandon myself to him. And I think it's just the opposite. He delivers us into the heart of his glory and goodness and holiness. And then that's when we find ourselves like looking at the horse and the rider being thrown into the sea. Yeah, praise God. I feel like he's just showing me this as I'm talking to you this morning. All right, let's sing. We got to sing. 102. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. You know, even as I'm starting that, I think I want to go in another direction. There's too much I in me in this song. It's a good song. I'm not knocking the song. I'm just going to sing a song. Maybe I know it by heart. Maybe you do too. It's an old song. It's kind of ripped out of Psalm 100. It's on my heart. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture, and the sheep of his hand. Yes, the sheep of his hand. Let's do that again. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker. Come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our God, our Maker, for He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture, and the sheep of His hand. Yes, the sheep of His hand. And then this other one, I bet you'll know. I love You, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship You, O my soul, rejoice. Take joy, my King, in what You hear, and may it be a sweet, sweet sound in Your ear. Amen. You may want to just keep going with that this morning where you are. I'll leave you to that. But this is the way is made by worship. I don't know. The Lord is He's doing something here with us. We've been walking, and we're going to keep walking. We're walking each other home, remember? But the way is made by worship. Get your seeds today. It's Tuesday. I'll see you on the field. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
We hope that today's entry challenged and encouraged you. And thanks for listening to The Wake Up Call, powered by Seedbed. Be sure to share this with a friend, leave us a rating, and subscribe wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts. Find out more and join the movement by visiting our website at seedbed.com/wakeupcall.